KGO.com. Good show today. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Here we go again. Airlines across the country are trying to brace for another big winter snowstorm. This one's headed right for the Midwest. And since Christmas Eve is almost here, ABC's Lisa Stark says passengers are getting a break.
The airlines are encouraging folks who are looking at their forecast and seeing the bad weather coming to try to move their tickets up earlier to fly out ahead of the weather. Again, a number of them offering a ticket waiver so you don't have to pay a penalty to change your flight. And they're saying customers may want to take advantage of that.
A big dust storm in central Arizona led to a 30-car pileup today. At least four people were killed. He's not going to run. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani says he will not run for governor and he won't run for U.S. Senate. Here live is ABC's Aaron Katursky.
And Sherry, that decision appears to end Rudy Giuliani's political career, though he says he rules out nothing.
I'm not right now thinking about running for offices in the future. But I might.
Many Republicans in this state in particular thought Giuliani could save their struggling party, but he says he's too busy with his law practice and his consulting business that just won a lucrative security contract for the Olympics in Brazil, Sherry.
ABC's Aaron Katursky live. The H1N1 virus has been found in cats, in ferrets, even in turkeys. Now, for the first time ever, it's been diagnosed in a dog, a 13-year-old mutt from suburban New York.
Scientists do worry about animals that might serve as mixing bowls for bugs like the flu. After all, this flu started in a pig, but the CDC says cases like this are very rare and generally not a problem.
ABC's Brian Hartman. While the U.S. Senate prepares for a final vote on health care reform, the Obama women read to sick kids at a hospital today, or at least they tried to. Their own dog was making it tough, though.
While visions of sugar plums. Oh, I skipped a page. Bo, it's Santa.
Shh. Shy.
All right, Bo.
Bo the dog had apparently never seen Santa before. Markets Dow up 47 points, NASDAQ up 15. You're listening to ABC News.
Right, let's get down to brass tacks. GEICO's the third largest car insurance company in the nation with a 97% customer satisfaction rating. We insure over 18 million drivers and we're dedicated to keeping every one of them happy. And geckos are hard workers. Okay, to be honest, I don't know any other geckos in the biz. Well, there's a lizard in a canton, but we just say hello in the hallway. I think his name's Steve.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As a snowman, I know there's no greater joy during the holidays than the joy of giving. Whether you give a little part of yourself...
Oh, no, I dropped my marshmallow stick in the fire.
Here, let me lend a hand.
You mean a branch.
Or a little something else, like unique stocking stuffers from Walgreens. They have great prices on all kinds of small toys, electronics, gift cards, even stuff for your pet. Okay, stockings are covered. Now we just need some feet. Come in now to find fun and useful everyday items that make the perfect stocking stuffers. Walgreens, there's a way to find your joy.
A promise from Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We'll be here until Christmas Eve completing work on this bill.
He says the continuing debate on health care reform is necessary to address concerns from the general public. The Army commander who ordered his 22,000 troops in northern Iraq to avoid pregnancy is defending his decision.
The commander says getting pregnant violates the warrior ethos of putting the mission first.
I believe there should be professional consequences for making a choice like that.
Major General Anthony Cucullo has added pregnancy to a general order which, among other things, restricts troops from drinking.
I am most concerned about the health, welfare, morale, well-being, and fighting ability of every single one of my soldiers. I'm going to do what it takes.
While Cucullo has ruled out court-martial, he has reprimanded seven soldiers, four women and three men. One of the expectant mothers refused to name the father. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Actor Randy Quaid and his wife have pleaded not guilty to felony charges of defrauding an innkeeper. They were taken into custody in Texas over the weekend. Both are charged with using an invalid credit card at a California ranch. Prince William spent last night in a cardboard box in a cold alley in central London. It was a far cry from the warm palace, but the prince is trying to raise awareness to the plight of homeless British teenagers. William is patron for the charity Centrepoint. Its president spent the night with the prince and says their most harrowing moment came when they almost got run over by a street sweeper. This is ABC News.
Here are some actual comments made by doctors, nurses, and parents about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer.
This is the only thermometer my three-year-old granddaughter will let me use.
It's accurate and great for squirmy babies.
I can even take their temperature while they're sleeping without waking them up.
Just a quick scan of her head and bam, it's taken. It's awesome. I'd recommend it to anyone.
As a parent and a healthcare provider, this is the best one I've found.
Exergen temporal scanner thermometer. Home model. Available at Costco and other fine retailers.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. Hikers, joggers, bird watchers could soon gain greater access to San Jose's highest mountain thanks to federal funding to clean up the site. Contamination has kept Mount Ammanam off limits since the Almaden Air Force Station was shuttered back in 1980. Vigils will be held tonight in Berkeley and other cities for three UC Berkeley grads who have been detained in Iran for nearly 5 months. And Caltrans crews have completed repair work on the Bay Bridge's infamous cracked eye bar. Workers are now removing the temporary supports first place in Labor Day weekend to support the structure. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In Martinez, North 680 at Marina Vista, there's an accident on the shoulder, and the cash lanes are backed up about a half a mile. Oakland South 880 after 66th, accident there too. Bank of America working to meet the capital needs of qualified businesses and consumers. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/ahead. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Mostly sunny and windy today. A cold start to tomorrow, but Lloyd Lindsay Young says it'll be mostly sunny. It's 56 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
From his larynx to your tympanic membrane, advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Well, the judge has sentenced a Wisconsin couple to 10 years probation, 30 days a year in jail for the next 6 years. Interesting sentence, right? Probation, but 1 month out of the year they get to spend in jail with some of their best friends for praying. That's right, for praying instead of seeking medical care for their dying 11-year-old daughter. These cases are always fascinating. It always divides us. Is it religious freedom that should allow you to do that? Yes, for an adult, but children, someone has to speak for the children, which means the state does not recognize religion as a method for healing when there is something else available. In other walks of life, the state, I don't think, would take this particular position. Of course, I agree with it. Second-degree reckless homicide, the death of their daughter. The daughter died from diabetes. That's always the saddest when someone has a disease that is simple to cure. Well, not cure, but she could have lived a full life. The parents, people in the family, are standing around while this kid is in the middle of a circle, and they're praying. Finally, the child stops breathing and dies. Then someone calls an ambulance. Prosecutors argue the parents should have rushed the girl to a hospital because she couldn't walk. The kid could not talk, could not eat or drink. When is a miracle a miracle? This is a detail of a case is to let you know how these things get determined. So here's a fellow. He has is horrible. He has myositis, necrotizing fasciitis. That's a flesh-eating germ. And he's in really, really bad shape. They figure he's not going to live. And basically somebody brought in a relic of a monk who died in 1923, Columba Marmion, an Irish-French monk. So they brought a relic in, and the guy eventually got better and made a recovery. Now, to me, as a physician, I cannot think of a disease from which, no matter how deadly, from which there haven't been some people, to recover. Now, I personally don't see that as a miracle. I just see it's at the normal distribution curve of how these things work. Anyway, what I find interesting is they want to see if this is a miracle, because if it's a miracle, then they will declare this Irish-French monk to be a saint. And it says here, doctors told him he would never walk again. Well, out of 100 times a doctor will tell you that, many of you are going to walk. And doctors are very careful to not say those things, so I'm always skeptical. But here's how you decide whether it's a miracle or not. And I find this contradictory. See if you do. The dossier is given to a medical consultation team of 9 physicians. In other words, the highest religious authority that we know of relies on physicians to determine if something is a miracle. If they determine the healing to be inexplicable, there's no such thing as an inexplicable healing. Every cancer has a spontaneous remission rate because your immune system gets on top of it and you do beat it. As I said, every disease has a remission rate. And if the healing is considered to be inexplicable, in other words, scientific doctors get to determine its inexplicability, and then it's reviewed by a committee of bishops, and then it's bumped up to the man himself, the Pope. He's the only one who can say it's a miracle. By the way, for those for skeptics out there, here is an Italian scientist, an organic chemist at the University of Pavia, who has reproduced the Shroud of Turin. Now, you know, carbon dating put the shroud about 1200, 1300 AD. For those of you who have a tough time with dates, Jesus lived way, way, way before that. And it's been declared a hoax, and most people accept it as a hoax. But this chemist, he went about it with heating the cloth in an oven, washing it. He did all techniques that were available in the Middle Ages. Rubbed it with a pigment containing traces of acid. A mask was used for the face, etc. But I'm thinking, of course, a lot of people don't believe in carbon-14 because as soon as you believe in modern dating methods, you figure out, hey, the Earth is not 5,000. I have to chuckle every time I say it. The Earth is not 5,000 years old. 'Tis a sad day. It ain't fun and games anymore. This is really starting to annoy me. 'Tis a sad day when the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary has to go on television to calm people down about a vaccine to save their sorry butts from a potentially dangerous flu outbreak. Imagine. And she doesn't have the influence of the talk shows and the media and the news reports. And she's working to ease worries about the vaccine. I say, don't do that. Let these numbskulls not get the vaccine, and let's clean up the gene pool. Let's start working towards having a brighter population in the future, not dumber people. Dumber people tend to out-reproduce smarter people. And here's a quick, easy way to make sure we kind of like trim the act a little bit. So I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of talk show hosts playing fun and games with this issue. You know, talk show hosts love to be controversial and present alternative views for you. Fine. Fine when it's about politics. But when it's about your health, you're crossing a line. Your freedom of speech is very precious, but you can't cry fire in a crowded room. End of subject. The ordinary, Mexican researchers here are saying the ordinary flu shot may offer some protection against swine flu. And that's usually the case. When your immune system turns on to one virus, it turns on also to lots of other things, not with as huge an effect, but with an effect nevertheless. Because initially, we didn't think the routine flu vaccine would protect you. And now we're looking at it more carefully with a lot more knowledge. And then here's a great example. This is coming from a television station in Texas. The headline is, woman paralyzed after getting swine flu shot. Smaller print in 1976. You remember the swine flu, there were outbreaks of Guillain-Barré syndrome, which nowadays we're thinking may not have been related. You know, it's kind of like there are, 2,500 miscarriages a day in America. So if you get a flu shot, you're going to blame your miscarriage on it. Same deal, Guillain-Barré, a rare disease, but with the massive publicity and the massive flu vaccination in 1976 in the Ford administration, anybody who got anything was blamed it on the shots, and now we're not even sure of Guillain-Barré, which is a very rare nervous condition. But she was paralyzed. This is what a mainstream television station thinks is news. I got to mention this quickly. I've been trying to mention it for like a few weeks now, and it's just a little more complicated than I want, but I'm going to bring it up anyway, the subject of adjuvants and flu vaccines, and vaccines in general. These are substances that mysteriously increase the potency of vaccines. An adjuvant could allow 4 times as many people to be immunized, say, against swine flu. An adjuvant is something that somehow causes an inflammation, maybe where you give the shot, and that increases the potency. In Canada and some European nations are going to use vaccines with adjuvants. American officials are afraid because the American public is too stupid to understand these issues and freaks out too easily, and they will be, of course, biting off their nose to spite their face. Officials fear using adjuvants would raise public fears about vaccine safety at a time when the challenge might be about to shift from procuring enough vaccine to persuading people to use it. The original, let me give you an example of what it is. You can put anything in it. I mean, actually, originally, it was breadcrumbs. I'm trying to find the original use of adjuvants, which made this cover. I think it was a diphtheria virus. My eyes are flipping over this article rapidly. You can use oil. You can use tapioca and breadcrumbs. The first adjuvants at Pasteur, at the Pasteur Institute, a veterinarian used, observed their horses getting diphtheria toxin had much stronger immune responses when they injected breadcrumbs and tapioca. We use aluminum salts sometimes. Vaccine for cervical cancer has an aluminum adjuvant. Sometimes it's oil. It goes on and on and on. Vaccines without adjuvants, they work well, but you can get a much bigger effect with them. But we're just afraid of adding anything to the vaccines. We can't get people to calm down about the preservatives in vaccines. So, I don't know what to say. We'll see. And, of course, now the autism people have come out of the woodwork after that report, which, again, I object to. The report about... the details, I went over this yesterday, is they called people and said, has your kid ever been diagnosed with autism? And 1 out of 100 kids, the parents said yes. Well, it turned out that 40%, about 51% of these cases were mild cases. What's mild autism, right? We throw this diagnosis around so loosely. 40% of the cases that went away. Yes, the autism went away. So the report should have been instead of 1 in 100. Well, now it's 1 in 200 because it went away and these kids were diagnosed with something else. And the report was really horrible. But now you got the anti-vaccinationists calling on President Obama to, you know, stop certain vaccines. Okay, that'll take too long. Let's move on. Quickly, this is about nanny government. How far is government supposed to go to protect us from ourselves? We talked about New York State and New York City, where fast food restaurants post calories, and since they've posted the calories, I'm sorry for laughing, but it's so predictable. If we can figure it out here in this program, why can't politicians figure this out? That after, since they've posted the labeling, people say, oh, yeah, I saw the calories. Oh, yeah, it's going to help me eat healthier. People are consuming more calories. They look at the list and they consume more calories. Well, with that, what do you think about this to reduce drunk driving accidents? Canada is considering breathalyzer legislation that would stipulate that police can administer the test randomly. You do not have to suspect a driver has been drinking. Random testing. And they say that it improves road safety. It might. In Australia did this. Drunk driving fatalities dropped 33%, 36%, 23% drop in Ireland when it made the change. But to give police the power to act on a whim may not be something you want in an open democratic society. And it raises a critical issue we have talked about for 35 years here on this program, and that is... With the modern world and modern technology, you have to accept a certain downside for having freedom and for having some of these wonderful, wonderful modern deals. There's no modern invention, whether it's medical or stuff in your home, that did not come with a price and doesn't come with a price. Your car is a great example. So how perfect can we make the world? Because if you're going to go after that, what about this one? People with untreated sleep apnea are less alert behind the wheel, more vulnerable to the effects of sleep loss and alcohol than healthy drivers. And when you read this, and their likelihood of getting into a crash is about the same as alcohol. So you got to stop people in your cars, and if they're yawning, you got to haul them off to jail. If you want to really protect the public, don't you think? Does that make sense, or am I crazy here? How can you pick one or the other? Here's one. Here's a beauty. Instead of protecting against diabetes, antioxidants may increase the chances of getting diabetes. Again, it's the same deal. We're finding that oxidants, okay, is a way your body, it works for you. It's a little detailed in the chemistry of it, but you know, there's no words for this. Is how we have to get into a little bit of chemistry here, but reactive oxygen, it can be very dangerous. It can be harmful to cells, but it's also how your body what your body does to kill certain cells, to fight them. So you take antioxidants, you actually are impairing your body's ability to stay healthy and to heal you. Now, this is not the first time. This is done in animals, by the way. I'm not saying you take vitamin pills, you're going to get diabetes, but be prepared for that next, because now they're going to look at human beings. And it's not surprising to me. It is not surprising to me. It's just that it's going to be an uphill battle because of all the negative news and all the negative studies about vitamin sales haven't changed in the least. All right, men, you want to live longer? What kind of a gal should you hook up with? What kind of a woman do you want to marry if you want to live a long and a healthy life? You'll enjoy that. And by the way, some vice versa stuff. I'm Dr. Dina Dell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK, or 8255.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how our retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, there's powerful information you need to know. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. That's great news for you. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, with monthly payments you can afford. For free information, call Credit Answers at 1-800-206-1029. That's 1-800-206-1029. 1-800-206-1029.
When did your life stop being fun? When did you start giving in to your anxiety, your worry, your fear, and depression? At what time did you stop being able to snap out of it? If being happy seems like something you'll never feel again, it doesn't have to feel that way. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, and panic attacks until I took control of my life. That's why I founded the Midwest Center, so people like us could have somewhere to turn to find help. And to help you even more, I'm giving away my powerful free CD to everyone who calls in. You deserve to be happy, and there really is something you can do to help yourself, starting right now. Please call for your free CD. Call now.
Please call right now, and we will send you a powerful, life-changing CD absolutely free. Call 800-210-8225. That's 800-210-8225. Call 800-210-8225 now.
Have you ever experienced the thrill of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in the palm of your hand? Probably not, because most gold coins were melted down by the government 70 years ago. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a very limited number of recently discovered U.S. gold coins to the public. For free historical information and a free DVD, call now, 1-800-700-1862. During the Great Depression, people hoarded gold coins for the security they offered. The government finally took them out of circulation and ordered a meltdown. That's why it's so incredible to get your hands on a U.S. gold coin today. But recently, a stash was discovered in Europe. Uncirculated U.S. gold coins minted between 1866 and 1933. The New York Mint is releasing these to the public on a strict first-come, first-served basis. Don't miss your chance to hold a valuable piece of history. For your free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now, 1-800-700-1862, 1-800-700-1862.
A love hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure, and that's why there's Dr. Dina Dell. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-TALK. 8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Kevin. How you doing, Kevin?
Dr. Dell,
Kevin? Yes, sir.
Has anyone ever done a study of the children who haven't been vaccinated to find out what the incidence of autism is?
Well, sure. You can go look at the places in the world and in certain groups of people who don't vaccinate. It has nothing to do with vaccination. We don't have to go back, you know, go back over this. So autism, for instance, they just did a study in Britain looking at people going back to the 30s and the 40s before we started massive vaccination programs. And you know, it's interesting. They found the rate of autism. Now, this is the real deal. This is not like the survey we just finished where people, so many parents says, well, yes, you know, my kid has a mild case. We throw the diagnosis around. Schools are all prepped for it, like ADHD. It was not a real study looking at the real diagnosis. But the British study found the incidence of autism has not changed since the 1940s. Among adults, because if it were more common, you'd see an increasing number. You'd see more of younger people with it. And so when you look at the real diagnosis, adults who are really impaired, it just hasn't changed. Since we took all the offending agents out of the vaccines, you know, the blame has been, and it's a moving target because these anti-vaccinationists, when we prove that one of their, you know, their main claim is wrong, they go on to another claim. So we have to keep chasing this idea. But most of them believe that it was the mercury in vaccines that caused autism. Well, since we took the mercury out of vaccines, autism has continued to increase. And the vaccine, childhood vaccines don't have mercury in them. So it's, you know, to scientists, it's the kind of thing is just taken on religious significance is what it is. It's not about logic. It's not about evidence. It's just about, you know, what people believe. And people just get these beliefs, you know, deeply, deeply ingrained in them. Let's talk to Vicki in Washington. How you doing, Vicki?
Dr. Adele, I was calling because I wanted to comment on the childhood vaccines, and my kids are grown, and I'm a grandma, and I think back at the vaccines that they got when they were young, and they were perfectly sufficient, and it just seems to me like their little bodies are just being so bombarded with so much. When I took my kids, they had a shot, I think, in one arm. And they came back a couple months later. Well, now they're coming back. Now they're starting out with a shot on each arm and each leg, I think.
Yes. Well, Vicki, there's a good reason. The diseases that your kids were susceptible to and could have died from don't exist anymore. Well, of course we're giving more vaccines, but fewer kids are dying. When you and I were young, you know, there was a disease called polio. I've never seen a case as a doctor of diphtheria. I've never seen a case of tetanus. And now we're after haemophilus and hepatitis and all these other killers. Your kids could have died from that, and kids in that era, many of them did die. So you were lucky. Your kids did okay. But I'm not sure what the logic of what you're saying. Your children are bombarded every day with hundreds and thousands of different viruses, just as if they were getting vaccines. Your immune system is fully capable of handling it. What is with this fear, this generic fear? Oh, they're getting too many. How do we know what's too many, right? What about all the people who, I mean, six, I don't know where to go. 1,000 kids a day die from measles in the world. 1,000 kids a day. When your kids were young, they didn't have a measles vaccine. And if your child had died from measles, you'd be calling me like some moms and say, gosh, I wish they had those vaccines because my child died from measles. So you got to take the grander picture. You got to look at it objectively and scientifically. And just because your little kid got one shot doesn't mean anything, but this is a kind of fear, I think, that plagues people. And this is what's creating this anti-vaccination, you know, feeling. And my thought at this particular point in time, because I can't say it for kids, because kids, unfortunately, they succumb to the will of us adults, because normally I would say, don't get the vaccine. Don't get it for yourself. Don't get it. Take your chances. Because, listen, truthfully, the odds, individual odds of you dying from some of these diseases are fairly low, right? Your odds of being harmed by the vaccines are low to non-existent. So you just kind of weigh the benefits and the risks, and you got to look at it from a public health perspective. So I don't know what to say. I hear this a lot now. Oh, they get so many vaccines. Well, they get so many of everything, right? They get so many of everything, some good, some bad. And I just don't know that it's a matter of amount that is the case. It's what is the good that's being done. And I would defy you to tell me, where are all these diseases, Vicki, that, you know, that used to be rampant. And now they're gone. They're disappearing. And why is that not a part of your thinking? I need to understand that. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. I want to talk to you about men. What kind of gal do you want to pick if you want to live a long and healthy life? 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. We have a big traffic problem on Highway westbound 80. KGO's Terry Rouse is live with details. Terry?
Well, the good news is they have quickly cleared this, but he expected to be slow. Richmond, West 80 at Central Avenue. There was a jackknife big rig that was blocking all the lanes. They have just recently cleared that off to the shoulder, but the right lane still partially blocked. It is backed up to Cutting Boulevard. Bigger news for the Bay Bridge. It's backed up to the foot of the maze with the metering lights on right now. Lots of folks making their way into the city, and a BART delay up to 10 minutes between Daly City and Millbrae due to an equipment problem on one of the trains. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, Terry. And some 1,000 marijuana plants have been found after a small fire at a shuttered Oakland Fortune Cookie factory today. I'll have details coming up. Lloyd Lindsay-Young forecasting mostly sunny and windy and chilly this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
It's a matter of national concern. Millions of us are overweight. If you're struggling with weight, results of a new clinical trial may finally hold the answer. In a 6-month clinical trial, participants lost an average of 30 pounds without changing eating habits or routine. If you have more than 15 pounds to lose, this news is for you, because a 30-day free market trial is being conducted in our listening area. We'll give you the number to call in a moment. Sensa has made news on Extra, Dateline NBC, and America's Newsroom because so few weight loss products are proven to work. But in a 6-month clinical study, 1,400 people lost an average of 30 pounds with Sensa, without dieting, pills, or changing their eating habits. If you have more than 15 pounds to lose and you'd like to try Sensa free before it's available in stores, call now. 1-800-600-0922. 1-800-600-0922. Again, to participate in the free trial, call 1-800-600-0922.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-441-9833. For your free CD, call 1-800-441-9833. 1-800-441-9833.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. I've never seen rates this low since I started Lennox Financial over 10 years ago. But I can assure you this, that the rates will be going up soon. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether to purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees. So call Lennox Financial, 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations, CRMLA. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Hurry into the Home Depot and take up to 50% off our already low prices on select holiday decorations. That means you don't have to wait until after Christmas for all those after Christmas price cuts. So come in, grab a cart or two, and start stocking up on decorations. Because with savings like this, they won't last long. That's what happens when select decorations are up to 50% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Enjoy the benefits of a great night's sleep and save big as Mancini Sleep World brings you the lowest prices of the season. Call 1-800-64-SLEEP or visit sleepworld.com.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Nina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. This is referring to our last caller. Okay, I just pulled out this list. I just happen to have it in my file. This is the cases of these diseases that I'm going to read you before we started the vaccinations and afterwards. And a lot of them are the new ones that are just, too many. All right. Quarter million cases. I'm going to ballpark these. Quarter million cases of diphtheria. There were none last year. Hepatitis B, quarter million cases. There were 17,000. Hepatitis A, 35,000. We're down to 4. Measles, a million cases. We're down to 66. Pertussis, 300,000. We're down to 25,000. Polio, there's one case. Rubella, there were 11 cases. There were 60,000 before. Congenital rubella syndrome, 20,000 cases a year. Now we had one. That's a horrible, horrible birth defects, terrible disease. Tetanus, a couple of thousand, down to 30. HIV, Haemophilus influenza B, 20,000 cases, we're down to 30. Pneumococcal disease, from 70,000, we're down to 30. We're just starting with that vaccine. Varicella, 90,000, down to 10,000. So for the worst one here, it was an 85 to 99% reduction in these diseases. But no one thinks about that because you're never going to wake up in the morning and see a headline, no one got sick or died from a vaccine-preventable disease today. No, because we know, and we did that neurological study, how people like and are attracted to scary health stories. It attracts our attention, and it affects our brain. So how come no one ever calls about that? How come no one ever calls and says, yeah, I know these kids get a lot of shots today, but listen, I remember I had a friend whose child died of this and died of that, and now we don't have it. Thank you, modern medicine. Thank you, Mr. Pediatrician. Right? What a nation of whiners. No wonder we're losing our mettle. You know, no wonder we're in the spot that we're in. Whatever happened to this country? Right? We were brave. We were bold. We took chances and risks. And we wanted to have and be the best that we could. And all we've become is a bunch of people who watch too damn much television, and it's rotting our brains. All right, I want to tell you about this marrying, and this relates too. Bachelors, if you want to enjoy a long life, marry a highly educated woman. A woman's education was the strongest factor they could find in a man's risk of dying over the next decade, more so even than a man's own level of education. A husband's social class, based on his occupation, had a greater influence on a woman's survival than her own occupational class. The effect of a partner's social class is multidimensional, with education, income, occupation, and status as a part of it. As expected for both men and women, mortality was higher for less educated folks and for those who made less money, while lower social class and working in lower occupation were tied to greater risk of death. But even when there was a big change, like while a woman's own social, occupational class had little effect on her death, women married to unskilled manual and routine non-manual laborers were 1.25 times more likely to die than women whose partners were in higher managerial and professional occupations. So, ladies, you marry that stud, you know, you'll pay for it later. All right, let's talk to Joan. How you doing, Joan?
I'm great, thanks. Yesterday, grocery store behind a gentleman who seemed to be having problems controlling not only his grocery cart, but, you know, his motor kind of skills unloading the cart. And to somebody who's not a doctor, looked to me like somebody with Parkinson's, like what you would relay the shaking and motor problems. We both left the store at the same time, and he went to get in his car that was parked in the handicapped zone. And after I left, I thought, oh my gosh, he couldn't handle a grocery cart. He's going out onto the street. Can somebody with Parkinson's drive?
Well, good question. It depends on the matter degree, and I'll tell you a story that's parallel I've told before, and then I'll embellish upon it. Once knew a surgeon. He'd walk into the operating room shaking like a leaf. Shaking like a leaf. Now, you're the patient lying on a table, and here comes your surgeon shaking like a leaf. It doth not inspire confidence. Let's just leave it at that. But here's the deal with Parkinson's. There are all kinds of different. The whole study of tremors and shakes, of course, is huge. But there are two kinds. Intention tremor, non-intention tremor. In other words, if I'm sitting here and I'm shaking, and then I reach for my teacup, the shaking goes away, right? Or I'm sitting here and I'm calm, I'm not shaking, but when I reach for the teacup, I get the shaking. Parkinson's is the former kind. In other words, when you intend to make a movement and you have early Parkinson's, your hands will calm down. So this surgeon was fine once he started doing something, but just sitting there, he was shaking. Now, eventually, a person with Parkinson's would not be able to drive a car or operate, and I don't know what stage that person was at. So you were right to take notice. And if, you know, I'd have to talk to someone from the DMV how they feel about Parkinson's. You know, some of the laws and rules around driver's licenses are really are skewed, because the most common medical reasons people get in crashes are things like heart attacks, diabetes, all kinds of things. Yet people with seizure disorders, you know, we pounce on them because it's easier to diagnose and easier to predict. And yet, medically speaking, you know, people who are depressed have a horrible driving record. People with sleep apnea, they ought to be taken off the road. You know, if you look at the data on that, holy moly. But we pick on a certain subject, a segment of a population, because it's easy. So in the case you described, without even knowing a diagnosis, but, you know, and it really depends, if he was having trouble from other neurological diseases with shakes and not being able to move his carriage, then I would be concerned. But it's possible that he, with intention, his shakes would smooth out. Let's talk to Vicki. How you doing, Vicki?
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. I have had sort of an allergic reaction kind of thing every couple of months since I was 16, and that's way many years ago. Something gets in my eye, or it feels like something in my eye. My eye, one of my eyes swells from the part of my, towards my nose, gets really hard, starts to swell shut, and then the other eye goes in sympathy with it, and they swell practically completely shut and last the whole day and into the next day. And kind of,
wow. And now your eye itself, first of all, I assume your vision is not affected, right?
Not a bit. It's a flesh part around my eye.
And you said it starts more towards your nose, is that right?
Yeah. Right.
And if I pried open your eyelids and looked at your eyeball, would the white of your eye still be white?
Yes.
Okay. Your eye doctor has said what?
He's never seen anything like it. He's quite experienced. He's never seen anything like it. He's emailed a picture of me to his friend in Johns Hopkins or somewhere, and they said, maybe you need to have an MRI. There's maybe something structurally going on here.
Hmm. Well, I wouldn't object to any investigations because it is unusual. The fact that it starts towards your nose makes me suspicious of something, and I'll just leave it with you to ask him. It's all that comes to top of mind, because there could be, you know, a bunch of other things. And you say allergy. See, that usually is the whole eye, and it's usually obvious. What'd you do that day? Oh, I use this special eye makeup I never use. Who knows what? Have them investigate your tear ducts. They are right there towards your nose, and when they clog up, which can be intermittent, okay, you can get inflammation. You can even get little teeny little concretions in there from germs, and even there's a fungus that can do that, and it can back up tears or inflame the whole area around there. And I would want to investigate that when indeed you're having the problem, and it's very, very easy to do, but I leave it up to your ophthalmologist. Let's start with that, see what happens, and call me back, and we'll keep going. I'd love to know what the fellow at Johns Hopkins thinks. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, or TALK.
Are you thinking about getting someone a wireless phone this holiday season? Well, go above and beyond this year and get them a new BlackBerry smartphone, now 50% off for a limited time from AT&T. Visit the AT&T holiday sale and get 50% off all BlackBerry phones. There are 8 to choose from. That's half of all BlackBerries, including the new BlackBerry Bold 9700, only $99.99 after mail-in rebate. This phone has it all. Talk and simultaneously download data, use visual voicemail, gain access to your favorite social media sites, and get get GPS with real-time traffic data. Visit an AT&T store for 50% off all BlackBerry smartphones. Click on att.com or call 1-866-MOBILITY. AT&T, your world delivered. Pay $199.99 after mail-in rebate. Receive $100 AT&T promotion card. Two-year service agreement with minimum $30 monthly data plan required. 50% off claim based on after rebate price with a two-year agreement and a $30 data plan. While supplies last, the card is not redeemable for cash. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
The following is not a commercial. It's an apology. We recently aired a commercial advertising our patented weight loss product, Right Size. Because of overwhelming demand, we unfortunately ran out of product. That's why I'm now re-releasing free trials to the public as a way of making amends. I'm Steve Bostic, creator of Right Size Smoothies. If you call before midnight tonight, we'll give you a free two-week trial of our powerful weight loss smoothies and a free shake-and-go blender bottle so you can lose weight anywhere you go. Call 1-800-500-5662. People who have used Right Size have lost over 20, 50, even more than 100 pounds. And now you can too. We'll even personally guarantee that you'll lose the weight or you'll never pay for the product. Claim your free two-week supply of Right Size and free blender bottle. If lines are busy, keep trying. 1-800-500-5662. You only have until midnight. 1-800-500-5662.
The days look so much brighter after a great night's sleep. This is Randy Mancini of Mancini Sleep World, inviting you to save big and enjoy our lowest prices of the season.
There's a wide variety, not only of quality of mattresses, but prices. You can get anything you want at Mancini Sleep World. I like a soft pillow top mattress, something that I can just get into bed and just melt into it for the whole night. And we got exactly what we wanted.
It's important that I have a comfortable mattress, that it's high quality, and that it's affordable.
Well, I'm the kind of guy that needs 8 hours of sleep every night. Raising a family is tough, and the right mattress is important.
Ever since we've owned our new mattress, I no longer have chronic back pain, and I have more energy to do the things that I enjoy. I feel years younger because I'm free of the aches and pains that I had before.
Mancini Sleep World. Visit us at sleepworld.com.
That's the place to go.
Hi, everybody. Let's talk to Barbara in Massachusetts. How you doing, Barbara?
Can you hear me okay, doctor?
I hear you perfectly, Barbara.
Okay. I have a relative who thinks she has Morgellons disease, and no one seems to know what this is all about. I'm worried about her. No professional says that there is such a thing, and I just don't know whether she's imagining things or she actually has something. Have you heard of Morgellons?
Yes, of course, I've heard of it, and I've looked into it, and as of today, I don't believe there is such a thing. It's a made-up disease. There's nobody named Morgellons. There's no doctor. There's no history to it, and it may be a form of a very unusual form of psychosis that can happen, but I don't believe most Morgellons patients are so. They believe that there's parasites or worms under their skin. They pick, and they pick out little stringy things, and they say, see, there's a worm, and really it's a strip of mucus. It's a piece of fiber from a cloth or something embedded in a sore, and then every little bump and lump, they pick, and they get infected. And we've examined under the microscope all the stuff that these people pick out of their skin, and there's nothing there. There's no worm. There's no parasites. I've had conversations with the world's expert on this. I possess the world's literature on it in my files, and I'm up on it. And we have been through this since my career began here in radio. If I could sit here and we could do a whole show and all the media-made diseases that have come and have gone, diseases that do not exist. And you take a very dangerous position when you say a disease doesn't exist because you tick people off, you tick off the empires that are built by doctors and clinics catering to people who think they have an illness. And, of course, as a physician, you know sometimes you can be wrong, and you don't want to tell people they don't have an illness when they might, really. And so you have to exhaust all these resources to prove, and it takes a long time, that there's no such thing. A good example would be, breast implant illness. You remember that one? One woman got $45 million Ryan, I saw her in an airport with a Louis Vuitton luggage one day. Somehow her arthritis disappeared after $45 million. That'll make you feel a little better. So Morgellons right now is in that status, and the feds are looking into it, because what happens is you get enough people complaining and whining, and you talk to politicians, and indeed we should look into it. You know, we just can't do this willy-nilly. And so I don't know what to say. There is a form. We don't call it a psychosis because it's the only manifestation of, quote, psychosis, which means you've lost reality and you believe something is there when it's not. You're seeing things. But it involves just parasites. It's a parasitosis. And we've had people call this program. They just believe, in spite of all the tests and all the king's horses and all the king's men examining them, that they have worms and parasites crawling under their skin. And they don't. It's all in their head. If somebody can, hallucinate and think they see something that isn't there, well, of course they can hallucinate and think they have an illness or a disease or a symptom that isn't there. So my heart goes out to her, because she's going to find a vast system, just like with breast implant diseases, all these, there are clinics and laboratories making a fortune off of these people. Since then, they've moved on to, other fad, non-existent diseases. So I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how you can make sense to a person who just starts to believe there's something wrong with them when there really isn't. You know? All right, let's talk to Tim. I'm Dr. Dean Adel. Welcome, Tim.
Hello, Dr. Adel. I love your show. I think it's a fantastic resource. I'm 58. I'm a very fit bicyclist. And last year in September, my T4 vertebrae taken out because of a benign tumor called a hemangioma. And my problem is that it seems like my body is having trouble recovering more than anything from prolonged dosages of the Percocet that I was taking.
Well, you're not alone. While you're talking here, I just plunged into my recycling bin. I just didn't do it today, but turns out there's a couple of major medical groups are telling people, especially older people, you're not quite as old as the people in the study, stay away from the Oxycontins and the opiates for pain. They are not effective for many, many pain syndromes, especially like bone and arthritic type deals. And they're just recommending, because the risks of getting off of them can be very, very difficult, and they don't offer that much pain relief for certain pain syndromes. And, your situation, angioma, in the spine is a little bit different, but it's real. It's real. And, Tim, don't be afraid to ask for help for this. And there are now clinics opening up that just simply specialize in getting you off opiates, because it's not the same as getting a person off alcohol or cocaine or other drugs. And we have some marvelous things that we can utilize to help you. So I'd advise you to talk to an addictionologist. If you, I just know of one place in the East Bay, and I'll get Heather to pop on the line, because if you live, anywhere near the East Bay of the San Francisco Bay Area, then I can send you to a place that might be able to help you, or at least you can talk to somebody to get some hints. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
Ever since the invention of the home, home security has been an issue. Burglary and home invasion are facts of life, and you may find the fact surprising. Most break-ins happen between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. The average break-in takes only 3 minutes. And by the time you've listened to this message, 6 homes will be burglarized in the United States. How can you make sure that your home isn't one of them? Call AllGuard. Right now, you can have a first alert basic security system installed, including 24/7 monitoring, for less than a dollar a day. Yes, less than a dollar a day for around-the-clock home protection 365 days a year. You know what? That's less than you paid for your coffee today. Call AllGuard. 800-ALLGARD. For every new system purchased through the end of the year, AllGuard will donate $25 to the Oakland Children's Hospital Foundation. Call 800-255-4273 and be sure to mention KGO. AllGuard. It's all about peace of mind. CL398874 ACO676.
The following is based on an actual PG&E energy efficient scenario.
Hey, honey, check this out.
What did you do to the washing machine?
Well, I replaced it with a more energy-efficient one. And look.
That's not laundry.
Nope.
That's a big bag of money with a dollar sign on the front.
Yep, thanks to PG&E, we're cutting back on energy costs and helping the environment.
Your mother was right. You are a catch.
Find money you never thought you had and learn how you can help the environment at pge.com/findmoney. No big bags of money with large dollar signs on the front were actually involved.
BevMo presents the holiday word, celebrate. Some people celebrate the holidays by opening a nice bottle of wine. We like those people.
Right now, BevMo's got some great deals on great wines to help you celebrate. Like Columbia Crest Grand Estates Merlot, just $7.99 Club Bev. La Crema Chardonnay, only $14.99 Club Bev. And Silver Oak Cabernet Alexander Valley, that saves an amazing $15 at just $54.99 Club Bev.
Celebrate Mo, save Mo, BevMo.
Let's redefine Christmas. This year, instead of the gifts without meaning that we sometimes feel compelled to give, consider giving those you care about donations to their favorite charities in their names and ask that they do the same for you. It's a simple idea, but one that might redefine Christmas for you, for your family, and for people around the world who need help this year more than ever. To make charitable giving a part of your holiday, visit the website redefinechristmas.org.
Let's talk to Doug in Washington. How you doing, Doug? Welcome.
Ah, hi there. Got some static on the line. I'm just wondering about your view of origins of the world and human beings and all that sort of thing. I seem to detect that you might be an atheist. Is that right or not?
Am I an atheist? Agnostic? Yes, of course. Of course. How about you?
Well, I'm a Christian.
Okay.
I believe that there's, if nothing else, there's plenty of evidence in archaeology to support the historical account given by the Bible, and given.
Wait, hang on. We can cut through. You are, in other words, you feel the Earth is 5,000 years old.
Give or take, pretty close, 5 to 10.
Doug, I don't know how we can begin. It's like talking to someone who's been living 500 years ago. The evidence you're talking about, if you were to investigate it, first of all, I don't think, by the way, the scientific theories, it's not a theory anymore. This is how, I mean, I'm married to a geologist, geographer, you know, I've been all over the world looking at this stuff here, and I've studied the chemistry, et cetera. The point is, I do not see that as incompatible with being a Christian. I think the manifest universe, I'll use the word miracle. It is awe-inspiring. I am in awe of creation, so much so because I have investigated it scientifically, chemically, physically, etc., unlike many, many people who just want to accept one particular version. But I think we're all on the same side, saying the ultimate mysteries are a mystery. But I would also say that beware of anybody who says that they know the answer to this. That is just human ego to its worst extent. In other words, I could imagine, let's throw something out there, see how everybody sits with this one. I can imagine some force, some power, some, I mean, being is a stretch, but able to conceive of the Big Bang and then letting it go. Smart enough to know it's all going to lead here. And we can all agree and we can get on with business here, but I, you know, it's just like speaking two different languages. Okay? I appreciate the call. I got to run. Please join us on the next program. Until then, as always, be well.
This show was charity pre-recorded. Thank you for listening.
News Talk 810, we say charity begins right on our homepage. To make a difference in our community this season, visit KGLRadio.com and look for the Glide Memorial and Salvation Army donation buttons on our homepage. KGLRadio.com has up-to-the-minute local news from our KGL Radio news stream, real-time traffic reports, and lots of free stuff you can always win. And now, we make it easy to contribute to local charities, too, at KGLRadio.com.
Hurry into the Home Depot and take up to 50% off our already low prices on select holiday decorations. That means you don't have to wait until after Christmas for all those after Christmas price cuts. So come in, grab a cart or two, and start stocking up on decorations, because with savings like this, they won't last long. That's what happens when select decorations are up to 50% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Rick Rickman is a certified process efficiency expert.
Now, my real name is Richard, but Rick is more efficient.
Rick spends his waking hours obsessively streamlining and simplifying just about everything, except for his TomTom GPS.
They covered it all, and it's driving me insane.
Yes, with just a few taps of the screen, Rick's easy-to-use TomTom can instantly find him the most efficient way to get anywhere at any time of day.
The best I could do was give it a nickname. I called mine Tom.
TomTom, go confidently.
Hi, Tony La Russa for ARF.
And I'm Ed Baxter. Friday, January 8th marks ARF's second Prodigies for Pets at the Lesher Center in Walnut Creek.
Talented young artists aged 10 to 18 will take stage, and you can enjoy and support them for $25.
And then Saturday, January 9th marks Stars to the Rescue, this year featuring...
Yes, it's John Anderson, California Transit Authority, Tim Gleason, the Phantom of the Opera, among others.
Information at www.arf.net or by calling 925-943-SHOW.
Two great nights of people and pets rescuing each other.
Meow, 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 meow.